That's right, only on the ridge. It's 11 o'clock, and since we've been around for 60 years and we're having a birthday party and we've been serving the community for 60 years, we thought we'd bring some other service members in and talk about a little bit of service that's happening in our neck of the woods, so to speak. With me this morning, I have Forrest Fowler from Giles County Tech Center and LB Day from the Habitat for Humanity.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Well, you're welcome. Habitat for Humanity, it's an international organization. And around here on WNRV, we say worldwide and in your neighborhood, too. So I guess you just showed up in our neighborhood, huh?
Well, we are here in Virginia. The Uni River Valley affiliate is the oldest affiliate in Virginia. So we're a local affiliate of Habitat for Humanity. So we're based in New River Valley.
Okay. You're not actually in Narrows?
We cover Giles County, Pulaski County, Floyd County, Montgomery County, City Radford, just the New River Valley. Our base of operation is at the Restore in Christiansburg.
Ah, I was going to ask you about the Restore.
Yes.
Tell me about that thing.
Well,
people don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, it's an excellent place where we get a lot of reclaimed building materials, as well as some of the local vendors like Lowe's, Home Depot, and some of those donate some of their extra cabinets and lumber and drywall. And so it's a great store to go to if you're renovating a home and you need to save some money on light fixtures or plumbing fixtures, anything you need to do to maintain or renovate or build a home. It's a good place to stop and save a good amount of money on your renovation costs.
See, now they're back open in Christiansburg now, right?
Yes, right there on Franklin
Street. Well, see, they were in Christiansburg, and then they went down to Pulaski, and now they're back in Christiansburg.
In Christiansburg, yes.
Okay.
Sir.
Nice facility, I heard.
Oh, it's a beautiful facility. It used to be, an old grocery store, and we went in and cleaned it up and had a lot of the volunteers from the Virginia Tech Habitat chapter and a bunch of other volunteers went in there and cleaned it up and polished it up, and it's a really, really nice store.
Forrest, we were talking about the Restore and everything like that, and you mentioned students from Virginia Tech volunteering. Is that why the Tech Center's involved?
Actually, the Tech Center's involved because LB came to us and began talking about the possibility of our building trades program building the house using the students in a modular design, which could then be transported, moved to a site that Habitat has. Okay. And so this would be a joint project between our school and Habitat, providing the structure, probably about 80% complete, and our students gaining experience in it at the same time.
That's pretty wild. So they can actually go to school and actually build a structure or like a wall or a modular component.
We've actually been in the business of building modular homes since the early 90s. So we've built several modular homes over the years, and they're built in two pieces. Then they're either trucked out or removed with a crane and trailer. And then people in the past have purchased those and moved them onto their own land and finished the house out.
Hmm.
One of our difficulties with that project has been you have to have a buyer that is willing to take on those added responsibilities of having the land, moving the house, and having foundation built and then finished off. And that can be difficult for us. And so we actually haven't done a modular unit for a few years now, given the housing economy and the part of finding a buyer interested in doing that. So this partnership with Habitat's actually the perfect solution for us, because we now don't have to worry about a buyer. We're going to be involved with moving the house to the Habitat side.
Right. And now, how does Habitat go about picking lucky people, so to speak? Because it's, from what I gather, it's not lucky.
Well, we have various committees with Habitat, and you know, like with me, I'm the chairman of our vocational committee. But we have a family services committee, a restore committee, different people that report to the board. You know how we want to run the organization, and so we have a family services committee. You know, we get applications, and so we kind of work with the families that are interested in purchasing the Habitat houses, right. And of course, working with their income and working with their finances and finding a suitable payment and be able to sell them a home so it's affordable and they can become homeowners instead of just...
So it's not a free house?
No, it's definitely not a free house. It's a hand up, not a hand out.
I love that it's beautiful. That's the way to say it, because I understand the prospective person has to put in 500 hours on the job.
Typically, we like to have, you know, if it's a couple, try to have them at least 200 hours of a piece and sweat equity. And, you know, just a couple houses that we are finishing up there in Blacksburg, you know, the family has been just always wanting to get in there and do something and do a lot of work. So, you know, the family's real excited because they get to be a part of it and put in their sweat equity as well as we do education of the homeowners, where we put them through budgets and we give them education about home ownership, paying insurance, you know, setting aside emergency funds, and you know, not only you're selling them a home, you're educating them as well.
Right, and they just can't do that and then flip it.
Exactly.
You know, it's a long-term investment, but you like give them a hand up in order for them to have adequate housing in the community.
Yes,
sir. How's that impacting in the Narrows? Do we have a project in Narrows going on?
Well, what it is,
you said a couple in Blacksburg.
Yes.
Okay.
What we're working on, and if I can give a little background on the whole program itself of what mm-hmm. we kind of devised this idea. You know, I'm a Nares High School graduate, class of 1998. I went to the vocational school 1996, 1997, their first year pre-engineering program. And it kind of helped develop me in my career where, you know, I went through, worked for the Virginia Department of Transportation, and now I currently work for an engineering firm in Blacksburg. So the vocational program kind of developed me and so I feel this situation working with the vocational program, it gives the students real world concept of building an actual home, to design, to budget management, you know, kind of what the students might be able to become, and then it might fulfill them to what they want to pursue in the future,
right?
And as well as future employers. So I thought, you know, sitting down with the, you know, Giles County Technology Center, this seems just to be a great fit. We actually, you know, we have a few lots here in Giles County. Currently, we have set aside a site in Narrows. Currently, it's 909 Wolf Street in Narrows. It's in behind Dr. Ronsley's chiropractic office right there. It's a little 0.7 acre empty lot. And that's a lot that we sort of designated that when we get this house together and built, which will take about 18 months or so, we'll hope to have a foundation set, and then we can work with getting the house placed and work on getting the final details, giving the family that gets selected for the house, gives them some time to get them sweat equity and finishing the house. They get to meet the students that, you know,
right.
As the house is, you know, getting kind of near finished getting built, the students get to meet the family, and it, you know, it's a win-win situation.
Yeah, it's a win-win, and it's very exciting. Also, it gives an avenue because Habitat for Humanity of itself is, like I said, is international. I mean, they got programs for college kids on spring break to see the world by helping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the neat thing. They go, you know, like on spring break, help build a house, get college credit, or they get a stipend, right? Well, not for the spring break, but I mean, there are programs within Habitat where if you volunteer for a year, you're eligible for tuition money.
I'm not exactly sure, but okay. speak to that. But I do know, you know, between the college kids and as well as with this community, it's a way for, you know, especially since we have to get the foundation placed, that the students can't place the foundation. So we can work with volunteers and contractors in the community, mm-hmm. you know, to kind of help with the foundation. Then the house gets placed, and then there's the finishing details like the lot grading, the driveway, the front porches, side porches, you know, interior drywall finishes, the floor, you know, just whatever needs to finish out the house.
You guys do landscaping?
And as well as, you know, as well as to get, you know, the volunteers to do landscaping. So you're involving the students who will do the biggest chunk of the work, but you're also involving the community as well, local churches and as well, that also get to be a part of this project along with the family. So we all kind of get to do it together.
So if I had a hammer, I can come out, huh?
Absolutely. A hammer, you know.
Well, that's a song, too. And speaking of songs, we probably have to get back into the music and the rest of our programming for the day. It was nice having both of you gentlemen here. Is there any final shots or parting words that you want, you know, impress upon the community?
One thing, it you know, we are, you know, as well as anything, we're trying to fund this project as well. And so if anybody is interested in learning more, and as well as materials to monetary donations, you know, there's habitatnrv.org, as well as you can contact our executive director. Her name is Shelley Fortier, area code 540-381-1144.
Well, Forrest and LB, thank you for coming in and helping out and supporting Green Wave and Giles Sports and the community at large.
Thank you for having us.